make them pop. Big gun Brian Petrie giving out the lot. One is mortal, you know it won't miss. Gonna take a shot. Dog lock, that's the underdog. Yeah, they in the hunt. Send them home, that's KO or submission. Yeah, somebody done. Slime ball, yeah, that's the parlay. We gon' make it known. Pick 'em pod from MMA tapes. Yeah, let's get it gone.
Ha ha. Woo! We're back. Back from vacation, looking a little tan. Tan Brian's in the house. Well, good. Rescued an elephant right there. Her name's Luna. No big deal. No big deal. What's up with the what's up? Listen, I owe you guys an apology. Man, I had all intentions of recording last week. I did the Anakin Florian. If you watched that, I didn't have a dongle. There's no dongle for my MacBook to plug in the USB mic I had. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Went and bought one at Best Buy. About 25 minutes away, I went and did. And then just, you know, I'm on vacation. I love the car. Was going to do it Thursday. Was going to do it Friday. And things got away from me. You know, I'm having fun with my family on the beach. My daughters are older now, so they want to be in the pool. They want to go to the beach. They want to do this. I'm doing a new program right now. So I gotta turn some things off here. You know, we're trying to show screens up. Those quality indicators. Is that there we go. Had to turn everything off. Sorry, new program right now. I'm not gonna fucking shout them out like I did with the other ones. We're gonna see. I got a tech ghost. We know this shit happens, old BP. But listen, vacation was amazing. This is the recap show. I'm gonna recap the past two events. And then we got the pick'ems this week. The Anakin Florian pick'ems, if you haven't seen it yet and you're watching this, the Anakin Florian pick'ems, the whole show is amazing every week, but this week in particular, Kenny and I were on fire. John was on fire. Go watch it when it drops immediately on DraftKings YouTube. Incredible stuff. But yeah, no, so I apologize. You know, I feel like, and sometimes I get down on myself a little bit. I feel like now that I'm kind of popping a little bit, you know, I got 2,500 Twitter followers, over 1,000 Instagram followers. I mean, I'm still a nobody, but I'm getting a lot of DMs. People like me. I'm getting new fans via the Anakin Florian show. Obviously, that's the big show I'm on that they're putting me on, yada, yada. And I feel like sometimes I'm taking a backseat to this. This is my show. This is what I do, right? This is just me. And I feel like it's taking a backseat at times. You know, the tech stuff really got to me. It bothered me. And I'm like, well, I'm fucking dumb, blah, 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 you know, whatever. I'm crazy. And then I was just burnt out at work, at my real job. Not this. I can never get burnt down to doing this. But like 2 weeks before this, 3 weeks, let's say, before the vacation, I'm just burnt out. You know, I got a lot of stuff going on with my mom. You know, I had a knee thing. Work is just, you know, there's a lot of, you know, shit going on at work. It's fine, but it's just like, it just wears on you, right? It just wears on you. My wife's grandfather's getting sick and we're, you know, it just, life happens, right? And it just, I felt like I wasn't fully committed to this and I feel bad. So I want to apologize to everyone who's sticking with me, who's still subscribing, who's still rocking with me. Sorry, last week I was on vacation. A valid excuse. We're on the beach getting golden with your beautiful children, your beautiful wife. Spending time with your grandmother who you haven't seen since your grandfather's funeral. Hasn't been to Wilmington, North Carolina in 2 years, which is one of my favorite places in the world. I just kind of needed the reset button, right? You know, I watched the fights there on Saturday. I did a pick 'em for that with the boys. And then I brought everything. I didn't bring my whole setup, but I brought, you know, my computer, obviously, headphones, microphone, whatever. So I want to apologize to the people that watch MMA Takes, that rock with me, that have been here from, it doesn't matter if you're day one, which I know I have a lot of day one guys, came from the Anakin Florian. I love every single one of you. Thank you for rocking with me. But vacation was just awesome. I mean, if you get a chance to go to Wilmington, there's two beaches in Wilmington, Carolina Beach, Wrightsville Beach. Carolina Beach has like a boardwalk. It's cool. It's a little more younger crowd. I'm an old man. We stay at Wrightsville, had a condo right on the beach, watching the fight Saturday night, hearing the waves crash, watching the fights. I mean, fucking gorgeous. I'm not a beach guy. I love the ocean. I'll get in the ocean. I'll swim to the fucking buoys. I'll wrestle and fight a shark. Take its neck, fucking take its teeth and wear a necklace. I don't like the sand. Sand gets everywhere. You know what I mean? Like the fucking sand's a problem, right? And this is the third time we've rented from this condo, Station One. Shout out Station One in Wrightsville Beach. This is the third time we rented from this condo. Each two times prior, they had sand toys, they had chairs, they had umbrellas, they had a whole thing for the beach. This one didn't. Now, there was one of those wing stores across the street. We went and looked at that. Chairs are an insane amount of money, right? I mean, listen, you know, your boy's doing okay, but I ain't spending $80. I'll sit on the fucking ground. Should have got the chair because sitting on the sand, getting covered in sand sucks. Your daughter's trying to bury you. Your other daughter's trying to get in the ocean. When we froze up here, video froze. We're back. What's with the freeze? I think it has to be on my end, internet wise. I have 1 gig of internet, right? I upgrade it with Spectrum. Shout out Spectrum. I love the internet. Nothing is ever slow except when I do this. So I need to get someone in here and go, hey, bro, watch me record. Why do I freeze? Right? I got the local recordings on, so the freeze should be out of the main thing, but it usually isn't. I need to get someone here. I'm on vacation this week, so that's what I'm going to do. But the beach was incredible. The pool's nice. Swimming with my daughters, my little six-year-old now. It was my daughter's birthday. Shout out Winnie James. She turned 6 on the 14th on Wednesday. Had a great there. There's a burger joint in Wilmington called Winnie's Burgers, coincidentally enough. Unreal burgers. Amazing food. Shout out Winnie Burgers. Winnie Burgers. Fuck that up. But it was good. Nice, relaxing time. Slept like a rock, you know, and just got to really enjoy it, man. You know, so, but again, I do feel bad that, you know, I did get some DMs and messages like, hey, we got picks this week. Who are we doing? Where's the green hammer? I'm back now. I'm back. That's coming this week. I promise. That's coming. Full show, full picks, full focus. I think we did 7 or 8 on the Anakin Florian. So you got that rocking as well. Again, must-see show. So the two things I want to talk about, just a little quick story. You know, I don't need to go in all my vacation. Again, I adopted an elephant, so I'm a fucking hero. I like the comments to be like, thank you, Brian, for, you know, rescuing an elephant. But the two things I want to talk about is actually on the way home. I mean, I could get into how cute my kids are and how fun we had. You know, my grandmother has amazing stories. I did one thing. My grandfather was an award-winning wood carver. He didn't know it was a talent he had until he moved to Wilmington, North Carolina. He started wood carving in like 1998, 1999, and has won a ton of awards. And was invested in the wood, like basically started the wood shop in Wilmington. And those guys made some stuff after he passed. They got a lot of his stuff, but he specialized in like sea things, like sea turtles and shells and navy knots and whatnot. Just an incredible, talented man. So when I went down there, that's kind of like, I don't want to be greedy and be like, hey, grandma, I need one of my, you know, I need something from grandpa, right? But she gave me, I don't have it. I should have it. It's a piece of driftwood that he found that he carved up, made it look nice. And then these two little birds on the driftwood. It looks amazing. I got my mom this award-winning turtle that he made out of one piece of driftwood. You know, that's something that she's really wanted. But that was really fucking cool. To get that, I'm going to display it. It'll probably be back here. You'll see it. But, you know, I got two little birds in my life and my daughter. So it was very fitting. But, man, love that. Love that. Love the shit out of it. That was great. And then just picking my grandma's brain about everything. I mean, she's 93, 90, could be 94 this year. Or excuse me, 94 next year. Her birthday's in March. But great seeing her. Got emotional a couple times. You know, that's what you're going to do. First time ever visiting without my grandfather. So I'll save you all the sappy, boring stuff. We'll get the fight talk in a minute. But the two things that happened to me on the way home. So I rented a car, 2022, Ford Explorer, right? Wanted a bigger car. My mom was going to come with us, give her some spacious room. She did not come, whatever. The guy told me, he's like, hey, because I rented via Turo, which was the first time I've ever done that. I hate renting from a car lot because it's a hassle. Turo's dope. Guy's like, hey, man, when you drive this thing, just pay attention to your speed because you can be going 90 and it feels like you're going 50. Like it's just the sensitive wheel, whatever, or pedal. I go, okay, cool. And I'm not a fast driver, right? I'm not. My wife's the fast driver. I am not a fast driver. Never have been. So on the way home, the seats in the Ford Explorer were bad. My ass is killing me. You know, I'm driving the whole way. It's a 10 and a half hour drive. My right leg's killing me. I don't trust cruise control. Fuck cruise control. I don't trust you. Right leg's killing me. My wife's rubbing my back, my neck. You know, I'm all fucking uncomfortable being a little fucking bitch about it. And we're in Ohio, about an hour and 20 minutes away in Eastern Ohio on this big stretch of 32. And, you know, I thought the speed limit was 65, maybe even 70. I wasn't paying attention, but I was paying attention to my speed the whole time. And we're on this two-lane stretch. I see no cop anywhere. It's me and a guy on a motorcycle. And we're both kind of right next to each other. Cop gets behind me, flashes his lights. I go, oh, how fast are we? I look down. I was like at like 75 when I look down. And I'm like, okay, so this is a 70. We can't be pulling me over. Is he pulling the motorcycle over? Me and the motorcycle like look at each other. Like, what, who is it? So we slow down. The guy's behind me. And then I'm not going to get off to the left. So him and I, the motorcycle, put our hazards on and we slowly drift to the right. Are you blowing past us? Like, what are you doing? He goes off into the grass and stops. I go, what the fuck? And I kind of wave the motorcycle guy on. Then he gets back on and gets behind the motorcycle guy. And I'm in front of the motorcycle and I'm like, what is happening? And he waved the motorcycle off. And then it was pull me over. So we pull over. My daughter's in the back screaming, are we going to jail? Oh my God, we're going to jail. Cop comes up, little skinny, Barney Fife looking dude. You almost caused an accident. She's screaming at me right away. You almost caused an accident with that motorcycle. I'm like, sir, I said, I didn't know who you were trying to pull over. You went off to the left. I'm not going to pull over to the left. You went in the grass. I'm definitely not doing that. Me and the motorcycle were neck and neck. I didn't want to hear you pulling over. You got behind him too. And then him and I were communicating with like hand signals and stuff. Like we both slowed down to almost a stop. And I was very polite and said, sir, and everything. And he's like, all right. I'm sorry. I said, I apologize, whatever. Give him the information. Say it's a rental. Give him my ID, insurance card, my own insurance card, whatever. He goes back into his thing for like 25 minutes. I'm like, oh, okay. So he saw the cute kids in the back. I told him I was coming from the beach. We're about an hour away from home. I don't know how fast I was going at this point. I said, how fucking fast was what is it through here? Because there's no signs posted in these fucking boondock areas of Ohio. And I'm like, well, how fast was it going? He didn't tell me anything, right? So he comes back. I knew I was getting a ticket immediately. You spend 20 minutes back there. You pop my ID in. You're looking me up. I'm clean, crystal clean. And so you're spending the rest of the time writing the ticket. Then he comes up and he goes, yeah, so on your ID, it doesn't say your hair color, your weight. You want to give that to me? I was like, sure. I was like, yeah, like 260, which I'm not. 260 dark hair. And he goes, okay. He writes it down. He goes, all right, so give me a ticket. If you want to dispute it, you know, you can or whatever, blah, blah, blah. You got to go to court. It's due this Thursday. And I'm like, usually they give you a month for these things to do. 155 bones, right? And I go, yeah, I said, apologize, sir, because I'm not whipping my phone out. Going, I'm filming you, cop, right? You know, I don't deal with cops much. I go, excuse me, sir, I just want to know how fast I was going, right? Because I don't think you disclosed that to me. Oh, yeah, so you were going 80 in a 60. It was a 60 zone. He said I was going 80, which makes sense because, like I said, when I looked at the thing, I slowed down. I was going 75. I said, okay, yeah, sure. I mean, I'm not going to speed anything. I'll fucking pay it or whatever. I went on my way, but... yeah, first speeding ticket I've gotten in 20 years. Last time I got one, I was 17 years old. This is my third in my entire life. The first one I got when I was 16, first weekend I had my license. It was July 4th weekend. I go pick my buddy up, a good friend of mine who moved about 40 minutes away from me. So I go pick him up, highways and stuff. And I'm in my 1991 Honda Accord stick shift. And my buddy in the back, I got three friends with me, and they go, this thing can't go fast. You can't go over 100. And I went, and, you know, I tried to reach 100, got pulled over. July 4th weekend. What are you doing? Cops everywhere. The dude cuffs me and puts me in the back of his car. He had a real bad stutter. And he goes, I don't know what you boys are going to be up to. Blah, blah, blah. I don't want to get attacked. I'm like, okay, we're not going to attack you, man. Gave me a ticket. I remember that was $78, right? My parents would live and had to pay it. And then the second time I got a ticket, I had a 1989 Nissan Maxima, the worst car I've ever owned. Bought it for $1,800. This is when I was 17, 18 years old. The Honda didn't last long. 17 going on 18, I should say. And I got pulled over right by school because I had to pee. And the girl I was with had to pee. So we were kind of hustling. Got a speeding ticket in. So I haven't had one in 20 years. Again, I'm a slow driver. Thought the guy maybe give me a warning or something. Nah. Cute kids in the back. Nah. Beautiful wife to the right. Nah. Handsome tan guy. Nah. $155 that, you know, I got to pay. And then the second thing is I don't live in a toll state. West Virginia is a toll state. We had to drive through West Virginia to through Virginia. Shout out Timbo to North Carolina. West Virginia, on the way there, the tolls are $425. There's three or four tolls. On the way back, we forgot to get cash. So we made it to the first two tolls, and we only had $3 left for the final one. And I was like, oh, they probably take cards or whatever. So I pull up. He's like, hey, do you take cards here, sir? And the guy's like, yeah, man, give me a bill. the most country back-ass accent. I didn't hear what. I said, what? And he prints out this thing. He's like, I sign that. Give you a bill. And then he goes, I know. Pull up and need a license plate. Give you a bill. And so I got a bill because I couldn't pay the toll. And they charge you. It's $4.25. They charge you $5. You can go online and pay it. It's like, golly, $5 more than the toll. And if you don't pay it in like 15 days, it goes up to 50. If you don't pay it in 30 days, it goes up to 100. Now, this is the rental car. He didn't have my ID or anything. He just had the rental car ID. So if the rental car guy is going through West Virginia, and he's like, hey, you didn't pay it. So I got to fucking pay that. All right, that's it. That was my trip. I'm home. I'm happy. I'm relaxed. I'm rejoiced. I'm ready to fucking attack this week's card. But we got to move back. I'm going to run through the pay-per-view real quick because I know a lot of people. It's been 2 weeks now, right? So a lot of people have already did it. Amanda Nunes, legend, completely shut out Irene Aldana. Maybe one of the worst performances in a title fight. Maybe. I mean, everyone can argue Kat Zaganos, yeah, got armbarred in like 7 seconds, something like that. Irene Aldana did nothing. Flat. I switched my pick to Benny Dariush. Got hammered on that. Charles Oliveira looked lights out. Underdog price. Timbo and Christian both at that. Speaking of that, Timbo won. He's the champ. Dominated. Mike Malott looked amazing. Canada star. Kid's a stud. Good looking kid. Finisher. Good on the ground. That high elbow. Arming. Guillotine. Kind of a la what Gordon Ryan shouted him out of. Something Gordon Ryan kind of. I don't know if he invented it, but he kind of put on the mainstream. And Mike Malott's like, yeah, dude, I got that from you. When Gordon Ryan shouted him out. Super high level stuff. Jumping on that neck. Danny Givers, Nate the Train, man.
Hey, Nate the Train, baby.
It's always Nate the Train in this house. Always Nate the Train. But bad matchup for him. I mean, he looked valiant in his effort, Nate the Train. Didn't give up. Got hit with some big shots. Got dropped. Got up. He's tough as nails. But Danny Ige just looked on fire. That switch that he did with the left hand, unbelievable. Caught Nate, you know, two or three times with that. Put him down. And Nate just wasn't landing the takedowns. The pressure, the cardio that Nate brings. Wasn't fucking with Danny Ige because Danny Ige brings that and Danny Ige brings power. Just a high level, more evolved mixed martial arts. Ige looked great. Still Nate the Train all day. That's a bet I'm going to make every day of the week, even though it was a bad matchup. So I had a hedge. I had round one KO. That obviously didn't happen. Then I had Nate the Train money line. Then we got Erica, your boy Andres with Mark Andre Barrio. Barrio was my mortal lock. You know, your boy looked good in the first round. Fade it like I thought. Barrio doesn't fade. He's nasty in there. I mean, he's only been put out by Chitty. The guy's got a great chin, great cardio, great volume since he's down in Florida now. No contest between Chris Curtis and Imanov. We'll end there because it's my boy Jasmine embarrassed Miranda Maverick. Miranda Maverick's never going to be a minus 300 again. Jasmine, not going to try to pronounce her name. Zahabi knocked out Olichilon, the Mongolian murderer, got murdered. Beautiful setup by Zahabi. Big swing and a miss from your boy there. I actually had money on early Chilong as well. Just a straight wager. Slime ball lost. Did I go 0-for on the slime ball? No, hold on. I'll read the slime ball. It's in my little book. And then after Zahabi, you got Kyle Nelson versus Blake Builder. Fraud alert. Fraud. It should be flashing on your screen right now. Fraud. Blake Builder, fraud. Kyle Nelson, listen, tough, durable guy. But Blake Builder coming in with an entourage for his fighter meeting, acting like he's big shit, right? Big attitude, dud. Laid a fucking dud on the table there. Horrible performance. And then you got David Dovrak versus Steve Erching. Erching had Erching as a dog here, liked him as a dog, did a lot of tape study on him, saw the value in him, saw the talent. I know he's going against a top 10 guy here, but Steve Erching is a big, long guy, great jiu-jitsu, good stand-up, a little bit hittable, but looks like he can take it, looks like he rolls well with punches. So I hit that as a dog as well. And then Belbita over Maria Oliveira, I hit that one, but that's just a pick, no bet. 5-6 on my picks, 1-3 on my locks, and then my slime ball, which I don't remember what I gave out. I'm still on vacation brain. Last week, I didn't give anything. So June 10th, I gave out Mike Malott. That's a dub. Blake Builder, barf. And then Miranda Maverick, double barf. Plus 182 loss. But your boy, and bury it over 2.5, minus 165. Green Hammer goes 8-6 on the year. Nailed it. Some would say I hammered it. Playing words. And then my slime ball parlay goes in 6-12 on the year. So not great on the slime ball. We got to really start fucking winning, man. We got to start cleaning that up. This week, obviously, no slime ball, no green hammer. We're getting, or excuse me, last week, this week, there will be a green hammer and will be a slime ball. I'm still going through it. All right, move cards, switch cards. Oh, real quick, Chris Curtis. All right, so he got a little shit online. I tweeted my, you know, what I thought about it, and some people kind of said something to me, you know, well, he's going to get knocked out anyway, blah, blah. Yeah, fight wasn't going his way. Imanov looked great in the first round. Second round, Imanov was looking really good too. My analysis of the fight was Chris would have had to really work the body, which he was doing, and pray or hope, not pray, hope that Imanov was going to slow him in the third like he's done in the past, coming off ankle surgery. Didn't look like he was going to. Chris looked like he was en route to a 30-27 decision loss. Maybe he would have won the third round. Maybe would have done deep one third round. Very competitive. He wasn't getting blown out of the water, but Imanov was just doing enough, peppering him, hitting him, moving better than Chris. And Chris came out kicking a lot, which is nice. Kick to the body, kick to the head, kick to the legs, or excuse me, threw a kick to the head, missed. It was like a hook kick. More of that, right? But, you know, he was losing. He was losing the fight. Caught the headbutt. A lot of people blame Chris for these headbutts because it's two fights in a row now. Chris is southpaw fighting a guy who switched stances. They collide in, right? They both collided heads. Chris got a cut, corneal abrasion, eye swelled up. And then not only that, the ref stopped it because it was accidental, it wasn't purpose. So he didn't get 5 minutes. Herzog, one of the best referees in the world, is my favorite referee in the world. Herzog's like, man, I can, you know, blah, blah, blah. Chris is trying. Then it seized up because you get brunt contusion on the eye. Your eyes start seizing up. You're panicking, a la Jeremy Stevens in Mexico. I've referenced that before. It seizes up, and he's trying everything. Like, doctors in there, he's using Herzog's towel. Now, I'm not saying Chris would have won the fight. Chris was losing the fight. I'm not saying Chris would have even. I mean, listen, not many people finished Chris, but the way the fight was going, there's a logical reasoning saying he could have got finished, right? I understand that. But what I'm not going to tolerate, he's looking for a way out. That's just not who Chris is. Chris is over 40 fights, over 50 fights if you had his amateur career, has never not been able to fight, ever. Never once. That's not who he is. He has taken all the hardest fights on the regional scene and lost some of them. That's why he didn't get to the UFC till late, because he's taking the hard fights no one will take because no one will fight him. I mean, look at his record, right? And then he moved to Vegas and really changed his life and got in the UFC and insured some stuff up. I've talked to him after the fight. He's in great spirits. I know he's a sore loser. A lot of people like to bag on him. Like, oh, what's the excuse going to be now? He's handling it well. That was a real thing, right? It's a real thing. Could he have fought? Could he have dug deep and go, yeah, I'll fight with one eye, whatever. Not the smartest thing when you're losing. It's a no contest. They could run it back if they want. I think the general perception is everyone thought Imanov was going to win. So they're going to, the promotion, I think, will kind of move him along like that was a win for him. You know what I mean? Even though it wasn't, they're like, he was winning that fight. Let's keep moving Imanov along. Chris, having a boy, having a kid, another boy. He said he wants to get back there in October. I think his kid's due in December. Get back there in October, September, have his baby in December, maybe come back the next year. Or, yeah, obviously come back the next year. So it's unfortunate. I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, because I know the man, that he did not quit. If you check the fucking tapes. I have been very critical of people pulling out of fights for the injuries. Diego Sanchez, Alan Patrick against Mason Jones, several others. I mean, I've been doing this for 4 years. I'm sure there's a laundry list of things I've done, right? And said about certain fighters. I don't know them. And I can understand why people are saying that on Twitter. But I can tell you in my heart, 100%. He did not quit out of that fight. He did not go, oh, shit, I'm losing. Let me take the easy way out. I can assure you he didn't do that. I can assure you the cut was bad. The head was bad. The eye start season. That all happened. That's real. Maybe you can go, well, he panicked. That's why the eye sees. Maybe if he calmed down. Sure, whatever. But talk to him in good spirits. Very upset. Not very upset. He applauded Jason Herzog. Jason Herzog did his job, did he was supposed to do, begged to stay in the fight and everything like that, but you got to move on. That's the rules, right? Herzog's amazing, but is so pissed that he got taken down and got ruined his 100% takedown defense. As Imanov was getting the back, and I rewatched this, and Chris told me his glove got caught in his shorts. So as he went to go fight the hands, his glove's caught in his shorts, and he got taken down. He's so pissed and upset that was the deciding factor of him getting taken down. Not to win the fight or anything, But that cost him his 100% takedown offense. And I don't blame him. He said Imanov didn't feel strong, didn't feel big in there. You know, he felt a little behind, slow. You know, Imanov was fast and moving. But as far as a takedown goes, he's like, he didn't feel like anything I've never felt before. My fucking glove got caught. I was fighting the hands. I got taken down. So very upset about that, which I love. But I love Chris Curtis. It's always Chris Curtis love on this show. That's my brother. This guy's my brother. RIP Slaughterhouse. So yeah. So he's very active. And now with the cut and the eye injury, take some time, brother. Take some time. Work on your skills. You know, you're starting to get outworked on the feet by some of these guys at lateral movement. That's kind of the blueprint on you. You drop the first round. That's kind of the blueprint on you. Let's fix some of those things. I know you're 40 fights in, whatever, you're 35 years old. We got to fix those things though. We can fix those. And I say we, cause I'm a part of it, even though I'm not, right? Let me yug this nectar of the gods real quick. Oh man, that's some good pacha juice. If you're into ASMR, I'm probably just fucking turning you on right now with all that. All right, so the fights this weekend. I didn't give out any official picks, so I almost don't want to tell you my record. I went 8-3 on my picks. I selected all the picks, right, like I normally do. Hard copies, whatever, I'm an old man. But I didn't do the podcast. I didn't submit them. I didn't give them out to the world. So this shouldn't really count, right? I went 8-3 on my picks. I'm only up $2. $2. I hit Cannoneer in the main event by decision plus 300, but I went heavy on CLD, Christian Leroy Duncan, who the fraud signs are just, I mean, they're just warming up. They're not blazing like Blake Builder because Christian Leroy Duncan fought a good guy, but they're just, you know, they're there, right? They're there. They're almost there. Got a lot of shit for that. I went 3-1 on my picks on the Anakin Florian. That was my 4-unit swing there and just, ugh. Main event, Marvin Tour, Jared Cannonier. Unbelievable, my man. Main event. Are you fucking kidding me? Jared Cannonier broke the striking record. Listen, you might want to test. I'm not going to say, you know what? Check the guy's piss. 39 years old. Dicey of all diced up. And just cardio like that for days. Mixing grappling with his takedowns. His open mat takedowns were incredible coming off the transitions. He looked world best. I know he's getting better. I know he's a hard worker, but man, I'm joking when I say test his piss because I don't want people to come at me and be like, "Oh, you think he's on steroids?" But check his piss, man. Marvin Tori. I mean, what's it going to take to get this blockhead out of there? I mean, the guy's, this is what I'll say about him. The guy's too delusional and too stupid to get knocked out. Have you ever met a guy like that? No, it's Marvin Vettori. He probably thought he won the fight, even though his face was a mess. He got a record set on him. He's like, I landed some good shots. I hurt him in the first round. I won. Won the first round. I'll give him the first round. 10-8 second round, maybe. And then, you know, he battled back. I mean, the guy's got tremendous heart. As much as I bag on Marvin because seems like an easy target because he's dumb. He put on shorts backwards and all that shit. You know, he's got spaghetti brains. But he's too dumb and delusional to get knocked out. That's my theory, right? There's all these theories. I talked about this on Anakin Florian. You know, is it your head shape? Is it your jaw shape? Do you have a short neck? Bone structure, your brain type, your skull type, injuries, cardio. I think it has to do with your build, your bone structure, your head, all that. Marvin's got a big head, big guy. I think it has to do a lot with your cardio as well. Better cardio, you can recover better. But Marvin, I mean, Marvin got hit and hurt, but he didn't get dropped or anything. And I think a lot of it is mental. And he's so stupid and delusional that he's never getting knocked out. I mean, you got to hit the guy with a fucking cannon. A fucking cannon. My Little League days, old Brian the Little League. Heck yes! I mean, I don't know if I can get him with my bat, right? My fucking orange TPX, baby. They're illegal now. Sitting there, yeah, goosh. Co-main event, Tesharian. Hold on. Sarukian? I always do that. Armand Sarukian. Crazy high versus Silva. I put a little tiny sprinkle on Silva by KO. Almost got it in the second round. But Sarukian's a different guy, right? This dude's mental is incredible. I don't love the call out of Chandler. I think this guy is going to have a hard time finding fights. No one in the rankings ahead of him is going to fight him. They're just not. You're not going to get a Poirier. You're not going to get a fucking Gaethje. You know, Islam will fight him, but you got to get there first, right? You got two losses in UFC to Islam and Gamrot. Maybe rematch Gamrot. excuse me, him and Fizzy have are training partners. So I doubt that's going to happen unless it's for a title. So you got a guy here who's not going to get a lot of offers. And he looked good. I mean, Silva is a big, big, powerful dude. Finished in that third round. He showed toughness. He got clipped. Side of his head was fucking mangled from that punch. His cardio is elite. His wrestling is elite. And his finishing ability is really good. I mean, he pounded out Silva, who was a game Silva. That's the best Silva we've seen in a while. Obviously, I was on Sarukian and I was on Cannoneer as well, which was a nice little dog play. No slime ball, but my locks went for 2 for 3. My dog lock was Carlos Hernandez. Or excuse me, my dog lock was not Carlos Hernandez. Excuse me, I wrote it down here. It was Jared Cannoneer. Mortal lock was Manuel Torres, even though I flirted with Christian Leroy Duncan. Manuel Torres looked amazing. Mortal lock, and my send him home actually was Christian Leroy Duncan. For some reason, I thought he was great. I thought he was going to finish Petrosian, maybe on the ground, maybe on the feet. Maybe I'm a fucking idiot, whatever. Moves on Salikov versus Dalby. Dalby put that pressure on him. Salikov broke. Good fight. Dalby's huge for 170. And it's just a dog in there. If you watch that Jesse Ronson fight, what happened in that fight? Jesse Ronson put him down and choked him out. The only time he's ever been finished. Got overturned because Ronson popped for roids or weed or something stupid, right? So got overturned. It's not an official loss, but, I mean, Dalby's a stud, right? Salikov just looked like he got overwhelmed. That's what you got to do with a guy fat flash like that. You got to fucking pressure him. Dalby did that. Dalby looked. He looked good. I got that wrong. I was on Salikov. Didn't bet that fight either. Manuel Torres is a fight I did bet. Nice win. Didn't go knockout. Only money line. Nicholas Mata, whatever. He's a good striker. Good kid. Was winning the fight. Was clipping Torres. Torres' defense isn't the best, you know. But his power, his chin, and his persistence is. And Mota has been slept before by Jim Miller. Has been rattled his cage before. And Torres with that elbow just fucking sexy, you know. Just my dick just went right on the table. So I was watching it. Unbelievable elbow. I mean, just the sexiest fucking thing you've ever seen. Manuel Torres is a guy to look out for. Clean up the defense. Got to see some ground game from him. But excited to watch him fight. Christian Leroy Duncan, CLD. Again, fraud lights are just blinking right now. I love cocky fighters. I do. I love Conor McGregor. I did. I know he's going through some stuff. If it's true, I don't love him. Whatever. I'm not going to talk about that. It's a touchy subject because we're not going to get into it. I don't have clear thoughts for it, so I'm not gonna get into it. But I love cocky fighters, right? I do. I love Max Holloway. He's like, let's fucking go. Christian Leroy Duncan is fucking turning his back, doing some goofy shit. Bro, you're not winning the fight. You're turning your back, giving your back to a guy, faking elbows and kicks and shit, and you lost the round. You got 30-27. No, he maybe won the third round. But what are you doing? I don't like that shit. 8-0 against a tough guy. Takedowns weren't there. Striking weren't there. Great kicks. No hands. And Petrosian looked bigger in there as well. So, that was a 4-unit swing on the Anakin Florian. I did not put 4 units on him in real life. I went 2.5. So you need 250 bucks, right? 250 bucks on Christian Leroy Duncan. And that fell flat. Bad bet. That might be at the end of the year when I talk about bad bets. That might be it. You know, I didn't go Miranda Maverick in the slime ball. Or excuse me, I didn't better straight up. I did better in the slime ball. That could be another one, but that's bad. Past Sabatini versus Almeida. I picked Sabatini. Last minute, I placed a bet on Almeida. I think maybe by knockout or something. It was a very high price. I went for it. Sabatini looked like an animal in there. Good grappling. Almeida has shown some really good strides. Lost in the contender series, but looked good. Looked good in his UFC debut, and Sabatini obviously coming off kind of an embarrassing loss where he got exposed a little bit, got knocked out by a guy who's not really known to knock people out. So obviously the chin's questioned, but the durability is still in question, but not the cardio, not the fucking grind, not his overall game. Usually he didn't hunt for submissions much in his career. He looked for TKOs. I like that he went for submissions a lot in this because that's what you got to do. You're going to take people down. Your strike numbers are low. If you look at your stats historically in the UFC, get some submissions. If you're a high-level grappler wrestler going, I can take anyone down, work your fucking submission game. Get a good head and arm. Get a good choke. Get a great rear naked choke because most of the time, if you're out positioning guys, they're trying to work their way to the feet. They're going to give your back, hop on the back, yank. You know what I mean? A lot of guys didn't do that. Like Ben Askren could have maybe been one of the best fighters. His striking is terrible. His striking never would have been good. but his wrestling was so good. I mean, he's literally one of the top 10 best collegiate wrestlers of all time, right? He brought that to the UFC, brought that to MMA, and dominated before he got in the UFC. But if this guy learned any jiu-jitsu, which he has said, I did not learn any, I mean, this is a guy who could have had a whole different career. But good for Pat Sabatini, Philly tough. You got Alessandro Costa versus Jimmy Flick. Anytime I see Jimmy Flick, I go opposite. Had a nice little hit on Costa there. Kid's a beast for 125. Someone to keep an eye out. Big power, good takedown defense, explosive. Definitely keep an eye out for him. We got Teresa Blenda versus Gabrielle Fernandez. Gotta admit, didn't watch this fight. It was on the TV, but this was dinner time, and I was munching on some tacos. I know Blenda got caught in that third round and almost got put out. I know she's a Czech Republic female that people are high on. Good grappling in that fight from what I saw. But, yeah, she got caught in that third round. Modestus Bukauskas versus Zach Puanga. I had Bukauskas first bet of the night. I believe this was the first fight of the night, right? My card's a little different. But because we had some canceled bouts here. But, yeah, Modestus Bukauskas got caught, got rocked a little bit. But since he has returned to the UFC, this is his second performance better than anything he's shown the UFC prior. I like his confidence. I like his cardio. Puanga isn't a high-level guy. Probably not. Shouldn't be in the UFC. You know, he's going to probably get one more shot, but maybe not. Not the most high-level guy, but, you know, does hit hard. And Bukauskas could have finished his fight if he did some things better in round one. I know you don't want to rush, but he just laid off the gas. He was hurting Puanga with everything. And for some reason, didn't put the gas on. Was like, all right, I'm going to take my time. I'm going to be patient. Then you're a little too patient. Then they get their wits about you. And then your punches, until the third round, really, really weren't cracking Zach like they were in the first round. So I think he blew an opportunity to get a finish. But good win by Bukauskas there. Ronnie Lawrence versus cancel fight. Hannibal Sellers, catch your head. That is, got canceled with Miles Johns. Carlos Hernandez versus Dennis Bonder. We'll get to Ryan Lawrence versus Daniel Argueta. We'll get to Konyong Kang versus Christian Quiñones. Got that fight wrong. Thought Quiñones would knock out Kang. Kang looked great. Took the neck. Dropped him. Good win. And then we got Felipe Burns versus Zalgas, which was my extra play with that fucking hair. He's fighting this weekend, though. Got canceled as well. Burns popped for something. So we'll get to the two fights. Carlos Hernandez versus Dennis Bonder. Listen, I've been watching MMA for a long time. I'm starting to get into collegiate wrestling in Olympic wrestling because I want to know who I should root for to come to MMA. That was a slam that hurt him. You know what I mean? Heads hit head. Technically, I guess by the rules, you can be an asshole. But Carlos Hernandez finished that fight. Impressive finish. That's a slam. That happens. You know what I mean? What are you going to do? You know what I mean? What are you going to do? They took that from him. He won the fight. Thank God. But he looked on fire. Good dog money there on Carlos Hernandez as well. But yeah, I feel like they took a finish away from him. He took the mic. He was feeling himself. You know, he looked pretty fucking good. Cardio on point. Bonder had a little bit of hype. People did like this guy coming in there. That's why Hernandez was the dog. But, Bonder got a little cocky as well and was just getting tagged the fuck up and then finished with a couple seconds left in the round. But I guess if you're going by the rules, you know, if we're a bunch of nerds and we're following the rules, there was a head clash. But that's a slam, baby. That's a fucking slam in any day of the week. Give Carlos Hernandez his finish bonus. And then the no contest, Ronnie Lawrence versus Daniel Argueta. Last thing we'll talk about here, and then we are done with the recaps, babe. Argueta was a dog I was interested in. I picked Ronnie Lawrence for the record, so I got that one wrong. But Argueta was a dog I liked. He's down in weight, which I thought he was too small to be up in weight. Down in weight, underrated grappler, underrated striker, right? And I think the kid, if he puts it together, is good. Ryan Lawrence has no takedown offense. Loves the scrambles, wants to be on the ground. But Argueta was dominating position after position. It was early in the fight. And no nonsense. I mean, I know my boy Timbo is heated about this. So my initial reaction, my wife actually put me in check. My wife doesn't watch a ton of fights with me. She can maybe name five fighters. If I say, don't name Conor McGregor, name five fighters. She maybe can. Believe it or not, I mean, listen, my life is MMA, and it's funny how little she knows about it, if I'm being honest with you. But very supportive. She's sitting with me while we're watching the fights. And I initially was like, you can't play that game. Peterson's right on top of you, and you're looking to tap, right? And his hand was moving a little bit, and I know it moved because when Peterson grabbed it to see if he's awake, stop the fight. I like that Key Peterson took accountability. Life's about accountability, people. And he took accountability. I fucked up, right? But I initially was like, no, you're playing that game. Your hand's out there ready to tap. You're not fighting the choke. How are you going to get out? You know, it's like an Alexander Volkanovski situation. His hand wasn't ready to tap. He's like, I'm going to go out. I'm going to fight this. And he fought out of it. I initially was like, nah, you can't play that game, right? And then my wife checks me and goes, yeah, but he wasn't out. The ref fucked up. That's just a choke. He wasn't out. And I looked at her. I was like, who are you? And second off, you're absolutely right. So my initial instinct was like, nah, man, you're playing that game, Ronnie Lawrence. But then on the whole, it kind of sucks. He wasn't out. They don't need to run that back, right? They both need to move on to different things. I mean, they might run it back. UFC does that. But, you know, it's a no contest. I feel bad for Argueta. Feel bad for the guys who took Argueta because he was a plus 200 something underdog, I believe. And he looked like he was going to win that fight no matter what. Unless he completely fell off a cliff cardio-wise, he was winning that fight. But, yeah, I definitely pulled a 180 on my stance on that. Timbo wishes death upon Key Peterson, who I like that he took, you know, hey, listen, I fucked up, sorry. Went to the monitor, talked to his colleagues. I fucked up. Refing is a very tough job. I think Key Peterson, not the best ref. Is he top five? I have to sit down and make a list. But I don't know if he's top. Let's do it right now. We got some time, right? So top one, in my opinion, Jason Herzog. Number two, I mean, are you going to give Goddard that? I think Goddard has made some mistakes. I think Goddard with the whole, Goddard's up there. I think Herbie Dean is still in the top five. I know people are disagree with that. Dexstane Dan on that. You know what I mean? Is because back in the day, you only had so many refs. Back in the day, you had McCarthy, you had Mazzagatti, you had Yamasaki, you had Josh Rosenthal. And then Dexstane Dan came in, and then Herb Dean came in. Man, this is tough. Top five refs. So it's not Tyone. It's not Mark Smith. That Jalel guy with the no neck, right? The light-skinned black guy, the no neck guy. What's his name? Jalel Valier or whatever. Is he already top 10? Is he in the top five? Excuse me. I don't know. All right, so my number one is Jason Herzog. Fill out the four yourself because I don't know. I think Goddard's in the top five. Yeah, I know it's not Cyrus O'Meara or Cyrus Maia. I know he's not in there. I know it's not that Russian guy who wants people to die in there. Definitely Vladimir Kutovsky, whatever the fuck. It ain't him. All right, that's the show, baby. It felt good to be back. It felt good to do a recap show. Doing picks this week. Not going to do it live. By the way, in the comments, let me know if you like it live or pre-recorded. So I pre-record. And I put the graphics on the screen. I let you guys have at it. I release it early. The live, usually I go up on like, you know, like Thursday night or whatever. Interaction with you guys is great. Maybe I can do a pre-recorded thing and then add some kind of live, whatever. I don't know. Let me know in the comments what you guys prefer, right? But thank you for rocking with me. I'm sorry I've been a little spazzy and haven't put out, in my opinion, content that lives up to what I want. And consistency has been the key my whole life. I've preached consistency. And I have not been very consistent, and that is unexcusable in my world. I'm going to fix that. Yeah, man. Brian Peach MMA on Twitter, right? Brian Peach MMA on Instagram, right? Instagram, when you DM me on Instagram, sometimes it gets sent to a weird box. And I just saw a guy weeks ago want me to shout out his buddy for his birthday. And I did it, and I feel bad, right? So let me shout out my guy now. Let me see what he said, right? Ty Lynn Jr., one of your followers, is your biggest fan from your work on Anna Conflorian podcast. So you might not even listen to me here. He would get a kick out of you messaging him happy birthday today. All right, so I did not do that. That was on June 2nd. I just got back today with it on June 19th. That's an embarrassment, right? I apologize to Jay Usi, but happy birthday, bro. Happy birthday, man. Sorry I missed you. June 2nd is my wife's birthday. Sorry I missed that. But yeah, if you want to get a hold of me, Twitter is better. And you know, if I follow you on Instagram, I think it comes right in, but you know, I don't follow a ton of people, whatever. I don't know. Brian Peach MMA on all social medias. Hit that fucking subscribe button. We're at 1350. I get a 400, man. 400 by the end of July, right? You want to see these muscles in HD, baby? You want to see me rocking 400, 1400. Did I mess that up? I did. I think it's time to go. Let's go, babe.
With our man Brian Peach. big week for Brian Petrie yet again. Motherfuckers. Next with our man Brian Petrie.